I first learned of your business on the Facebook page of Mark Lee when you made a presentation to 1 million cups of coffee back in the summer. And I bet a lot of people in Hopkins County know about you, but could we start with you telling me more about yourself and how you began your business?
I'm 11 years old. I like to ride my bike, play with friends, and sew for fun. I'm the owner of Anya's Creative Colors. I tie-dye clothing, apparel, bandanas, and bed sheets. I offer unique and one-of-a-kind designs. No design is the same. I can help people with matching outfits with custom colors, too.
Well, you cut right to the chase, don't you, Anya?
Yes, I
Tell me the process you describe at your website, how you tie-dye.
Yeah, I have some soda ash. I put the shirt in the soda ash and let it soak for 15 to 30 minutes. I dye the item, put it in a bag, and wait 24 hours. I rinse it well and wash and dry.
How did you get started doing this? What drew your interest to tie-dye?
I saw a shirt in the store with some friends, and usually I would just, you know, walk past it and be like, oh, that's pretty. But I saw it was tie-dyed. I was like, you know what, I could do something like that. So kind of took off with that.
Is your mom still around?
She's right here.
Miss Yvonne, I read in surfky.com that you got some funny looks when you went down to get a business license for Anya.
I did. Well, we knew that in order for her to sell her items, we would have to obtain a business license. So we went to the city hall, and I went there and applied for her license. It's a lot of form. It was a very easy procedure. But the lady that helped me to fill out the form, she was a little surprised that my daughter was 11 years old. And I think she had mentioned that she had been doing this a long time, but she'd never met anyone that young actually obtaining a business license before.
Now, Anya, where do you get the gumption to do this? What's your motivation to have your own business at 11?
My parents taught me to own my own business and be an entrepreneur. My dad works out of home, and he works long hours. So I wanted to start a family business so we could all be together as a family. And I wanted to be my own boss.
So how's it going?
It's going really good. It's going very good. My challenges are mostly publicity because I'm having problems getting me out there, you know, letting people know that I'm out there and I have beautiful tie-dye shirts.
I wonder what you took away from your experience with the 1 million cups of coffee meeting.
A lot of advice.
Like what?
Like, get yourself out there. How to start my business and how to basically move forward.
Sure. Now, you know, Christmas is just ahead. How are orders?
They're doing okay, but I have an offer until December 31st. I have a mission statement, if you don't mind me.
Sure, go right ahead.
I want to give back to my community and start helping others. For every 5 shirts I sell, I will donate 1 shirt, tie-dye shirt, to local hospitals for children who are really sick. I want kids to feel, you know, really happy. You know, color makes everybody happy.
Yeah, for sure. You have quite an inventory, actually, online. Give your website.
My website is anyascreativecolors.com, anyascreativecolors.com. And my Facebook is Anya's Creative Colors. And my phone number is 270-245-5078.
Now, what's next for you, do you think? Do you think you'll go into another product line eventually?
I don't know. I mean, whatever comes along, you know?
You're homeschooling now. Will you pursue a college education?
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Well, we hope you come to Murray State.
Okay.
Miss Yvonne, is there anything we should add?
I think I just want people to know that tie-dye has kind of gone in a different direction with Anya, in that her designs and her colors are very unique. It's a little different than going to a big store and picking a shirt off the shelf and they all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she just wants people to have a unique style. And the thing about her designs is that they're all custom made. No shirt is ever going to be the same. They're all going to be unique. So a person can actually, you know, get a hold of her and get one custom made with whatever colors that they want to have.
The T-shirt stock is all cotton?
Yes, it is all 100% cotton, and they're all pre-shrunk. And like she said, she also does other things like bed sheets and things like that. But primarily, she's just doing the shirt. She has long sleeves as well because of the wintertime, and she offers short sleeves.
Well, you must be very proud of her.
I am. I try to teach all of my children to have that entrepreneur spirit. It kind of runs in their blood. You know, we have our own business, and, you know, it kind of runs in our family. So we just want our children to be able to take control of their own careers and their own destiny and to just be their own boss and make decisions for themselves. She just happened to be the one to take hold of it first.
So you have other kids?
I do. I have 5 children, and I have 2 older children. And actually, my son, he's 14. He's wanting to get into custom screen printing.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you, and thank you for speaking with me today.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate your time to allow Anya to be able to share her story.
Anya, good fortune to you. I hope you have to work really hard this month.
I will. I have advice for kids that want to start their own business. Follow your dreams and do whatever you're good at. If you're like a math, you can be a math tutor. If you're good at making jewelry, you can be a jewelry maker, you know? If you have different things that you like, you can do anything you want with those things.
Excellent. Thank you, Anya.
You're welcome.